Netanyahu has nothing left but lies. Political commentary by Nasser Kandil. The Israeli public remained unconvinced despite Benjamin Netanyahu's attempts to frame the unilateral Israeli display in southern Lebanon as a sign of victory following the ceasefire agreement. Israelis knew that the agreement fell far short of Netanyahu's promises of a decisive victory, which included the disarmament of Hezbollah. The initial euphoria after the assassination of Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, the explosions targeting Hezbollah's infrastructure, and the destruction campaigns in the south, Bekaa and Dahia, gave way to skepticism. Israeli propaganda, supported by Arab and Lebanese attempts to undermine the resistance, managed to cloud perceptions temporarily. However, Israelis themselves doubted the narrative of triumph evident by northern settlers refusing to return home, even those whose houses were untouched. In Gaza, there's no need for speculation or debate. The reality, as conveyed by Israeli journalists, is crystal clear. Israeli reporter Daniel Amram wrote, "Hundreds of Hamas fighters roam the street, cheered on by Gaza residents after 14 months of fighting, and over 400 Israeli soldiers killed." Channel 12 noted, "Hamas's brigades retain their strength and the current situation confirms their presence everywhere and their control over the strip despite the prolonged war." Tzvi Yeheskili, Arab Affairs commentator for I-24 News, told Ma'ariv, quote, "There are indeed celebrations in Gaza. The hardest thing for me this morning is seeing these scenes. The elites return in the same vehicles that slaughtered us, the people who slaughtered us. 15 months of fighting and we failed to change the equations of war in Gaza. Honestly, I ask myself, what did we achieve in 15 months? We destroyed many homes, lost some of our finest soldiers, and in the end, the results are unchanged. Hamas is celebrating, aid is flowing in, and the elite forces are back." Unquote. The truth is undeniable. The occupying entity has suffered a clear defeat, while the resistance has secured a clear victory. Netanyahu has nothing left but lies. Even though the Gaza agreement, published in all Hebrew media outlets, includes an Israeli commitment to permanently end the war and withdraw from the Philadelphia corridor, Netanyahu continues to speak of resuming war and staying in the corridor. Netanyahu has nothing left but lies, yet the defeat is indisputable.